That's the pep. Well, talk about pep. Let's get the bunkhouse choir up here to sing a little song for us. Got one here called Dude Cowboy. Let's hear that, kid.
morning, the feeling mighty gay. And when that is over, you come lippin' home and say, just a few cowboys, few cowboys, he got a lot to learn. He thinks that he's so mad, the ladies they were cool, but they just mouth so shyly and start right in the cool. Just a few cowboys, few cowboys, he got a lot to learn.
Storytelling time. I tell you what I'm going to do. If Skeets will sing one of my favorites after I get through this story, I'll tell you a little story about a horse thief.
I'll do that, Pappy.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, back in the days when the cattle that roamed the panhandle were so mean that they'd eat the wire fences that they got nowadays, there wasn't much time for what some folks now call art appreciation. But there was one kind of picture that was hung around quite promiscuously in the Old West that commanded a right smart amount of attention. That was those pieces of paper about the size of a good 3-pound steak that had some Galoot picture on it with the word wanted printed in large letters underneath. Down Texas way, there was a real mean hombre down there they called Snake Eye Murtha. Now, they had pictures like that of him posted all over the state. Finally got so hot for him that he hit the trail west and kept going until there weren't no more pictures of him around. And by the time he reached Arizona, he felt tolerable safe enough to trade his saddle sore horse for a fresh one. But he was a little careless in making that trade, forgetting to let the fella that he traded with know that the horse was rightfully owned by a little tribe of friendly Indians. Well, just after he'd made the trade, a cowhand rode into town where he was with the news that the Indians were hunting a horse thief. Snake Eyes hadn't bargained for that at all. And once again, he had the light out. Well, he had about, a half-hour start, I guess, when he come to a little river. He didn't go right across it, but swam his horse about a quarter of a mile downstream before coming ashore. When he reached the bank, water poured out of his clothes as easily as out of the gills of a fish. And away he rode. After several days more of riding and dodging, he felt reasonably safe again, and scouted around until he found a wagon road that gave signs of leading into a town. Following it, he soon came to the top of a rise, and looking ahead, he could see a little town in the distance, about 5 miles, I guess. And as he was about to urge his horse on, he caught sight of a poster tacked to a tree, and he rode over to look at it. When he saw his own picture with the usual wanted printed under it, he cursed long and loud. He tore it off and stuffed it into his pocket. Then he pulled it out again of his pocket and looked at it kind of careful-like. It was kind of frayed and yellow with age. Maybe, he thought to himself, this is the only one in these parts. He decided to play his cards close to his vest, however, and wait until night before entering the town. Well, shortly after dark, he got an uneasy feeling that there was other human beings in the neighborhood. And just before he was ready to mount and ride into town, he decided to destroy that poster for good. Pulled it from his pocket again, struck a match, and soon a curl of flame was licking up that poster. Snake Eye grinned and then suddenly dropped the burning paper when he heard a twig snapping behind him. Whirling toward the sound real-like, he pulled his gun as he moved. He heard a whistling noise and then felt the sharp impact of an arrow piercing his chest. Three more followed in quick succession, and before Snake Eye could pull the trigger, he toppled over dead, his body slumping down onto the burning bit of paper that had lighted him up as a target for those Indians from whom he'd stolen the horse.
Ramblin' cowboy, ramblin' cowboy, ramblin' the prairie along. Place to call home. I'll no place, boys, that I can call my own. The prairie is my range, boys, the evening star my guide. And when I'm discontented, I hit the trail and ride. Ramblin' cowboy, ramblin' cowboy, ramblin' the prairie alone. Ramblin' cowboy, ramblin' cowboy, no place to call home. My best friend is my Bronco and the good old 44. And if I am not welcome, boys, I'll never come back no more. Cause I don't need no bunkhouse, no roof to cover my head. A campfire is my home, boys, a blanket is my bed. Ramblin' cowboy, ramblin' cowboy, ramblin' the prairie alone. Ramblin' cowboy, ramblin' cowboy, no place to call home.
Talking for all the gang fans. So long, everybody. So long.